I just want to start off by saying, do not harass anybody mentioned in this video, especially Yellowcree themselves. They are a brilliant creator and songwriter. Also, due to my poor ability to pronounce things, I will be pronouncing Yellowcree like this, and please excuse any stuttering in this video. Yellowcree is a talented artist and songwriter who has been putting out content for years. However, only as of recent have they gathered an extreme popularity on TikTok and various platforms. Similar to the rise of the Welcome Home fandom, Yellowcree has gathered almost a cult following, and it gathered fast. Over the course of a couple days, Yellowcree has taken over many people's FYP, and fandom discourse is already on the rise. As of writing the script, nothing major has happened in the fandom, besides a few pro-shippers, but we'll get into that in a moment. Let's talk about Yellowcree, the Trendhopper graveyard. A Trendhopper is a person who follows the trends, and although this by itself is not problematic in any way, it's the behavior that follows when something is deemed no longer popular. The main issue is known as the switch-up, which is when suddenly, everyone begins to actively hate on something that was just popular, going as far as to condemn the creators of said thing. The biggest example of the switch-up that I can think of would be Penelope Scott, a music artist that got popular way back in 2020 and is now deemed unwatchable, despite how catchy some of her songs are. But I digress. It seemed only a couple days ago the Yellowcree fandom burst into action full force, bringing in artists, animators, and very talented creators to all make and promote content from it. People began to make videos about the fandom, praising it for how unproblematic it was. Emphasis on the was. Only a few days after the fandom was being praised for its clean nature, did issues start to pop up. Multiple pro-shipper accounts began to surface. Now, I'm not going to explain what a pro-shipper is, as I do not want to get in any trouble with YouTube. But let's just say they promote very inappropriate things, often relating to children and minors. And often do this as a form of rage bait, to gain clout or some sort of validation. I encourage people to block/report these accounts instead of interacting with them, as it only fuels to serve their egos. The fandom has also started being viewed as annoying and cringe, despite the fact that nothing major has happened in the fandom yet, nor has Yellowcree themselves done anything that would warrant this. The only issue I could find when researching is the crickets issue. If you remember the doubloons situation from last year, there's no explanation to be had. But, for those of you that have no clue what I'm talking about, the crickets are currency, and you collect them by getting gifted them by other Yellowclaw friends in TikTok videos and such. However, they are being given in extreme amounts like 500,000 or even 1 million, despite the fact that you're only supposed to gift people 50 or less at a time. And a lot of people dislike this misuse since it causes inflation in the fandom and makes it harder for people to have fun and enjoy the cricket system. Due to this discourse and the backlash creators giving crickets got, Yellowcree themselves has made a post discussing how they disliked the cricket system, and due to this, the fandom split in two, and people started to argue and complain, eventually deeming the fandom as cringe and annoying. Obviously, this is unjustified, since you can enjoy the source material of a fandom without letting the community itself bother you. A fandom should never be so problematic that you simply cannot separate the source material from the community. And very few fandoms ever get to the point where they are completely abandoned. The Yellowcree fandom rose in popularity less than a month ago, and since then it has broken the creators' boundaries and caused discourse between people. The people that are jumping into the fandom and viewing it as a trend will inevitably move on, leaving the fandom as well as all the support they gave Yellowcree behind. Also, if you are one of these people, please do not create hate posts, and encourage other people to drop the fandom as well. What you should do is not interact with Yellowcree posts if you do not want to see them. If you really need to, if you hate the fandom so much that your blood boils every time you see something related to it, just block the people who post about it. Just please be respectful and understanding. You have an effect on others, never forget that. Another thing to mention, we need to stop treating new fandoms as if they are extremely problematic. I've seen so many people talk about how terrible the Yella Crew fandom is, when in reality, it's nowhere near truly problematic fandoms like Homestuck or Creepypasta. Of course, I'm not hating on any of these fandoms or saying that they're bad, because I love Creepypasta. Also, it's not cringe to make OCs of fandoms. Trust me, someone making a Fox Lurker is not going to ruin your life in any way. Calling it cringe is a severe overstatement, and you're usually just bullying people on the internet. I'd like for everybody to continue to support Yellowcree and all their future endeavors. And please do not let the behaviors of others ruin your enjoyment of something you love. I'd now like to thank you for watching this video. All your support makes me so happy, and I'm thrilled to research any topics you guys had in mind. What do you guys think about this situation? Is the Yellowcree fandom really all that bad? Let me know in the comments and make sure to subscribe. Have a great day, my angels!